We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
No doubt we could all use a laugh after this week, after the last several weeks, 10 weeks, 15 weeks, whatever it's been. And we are pleased to have a special guest with us on the line.
I'm an only child, which is great, you know. Yeah, you too? Hell yeah. Trying to get attention. I like it. Hell yeah. That's the only child right there for sure. Did you have imaginary friends? I did. Hell yeah. You know what sucks about having imaginary friends? When you run into them as a grown-up. I ran into one the other day at the grocery store. I'm like, David, what's up, Larry? He acted like he didn't see me, you know? He's like, I like being an only child, man. It was great. That's how I grew up. You know, if you ever wonder what it's like to be an only child and have fun, go to any bar, wait till 2 a.m. Look at that one drunk guy just standing there by himself looking down. And every 2 minutes, you just see him go, that's funny.
Yeah, that is funny. And that is the voice of Jesus Trejo, who his brand new comedy special, from which that comes. Actually, that's from his previous one called Only Child. He's got a brand new one that's going to show up on Showtime tonight, and it's called Stay at Home, Son. And we're very pleased to have Jesus Trejo on the line with us. Jesus, how's it going?
I'm great. Good morning. I'm so excited. My first one-hour special tonight, Showtime, 9 p.m. Eastern. I couldn't be happier. I'm bouncing off the walls, early in the morning.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what went into this one and how. I mean, obviously, we're going to see an audience in front of you, so this has been a little while in the making, right?
Yeah. No. It was. I taped it last year, and people have asked me if the name of the special, Stay at Home Son, was that named during this time because of everything that's going on. And the truth of it is, I landed on the name of the special last summer. I taped it November 2nd of last year, and it's coming out now, and it's the name is perfect. I just wish I would have put a comma right before the sun. That would have been a home run.
So we have to talk more about the only child thing for a second, because I kept laughing during the clip we just played, because I am a fellow only child. And
yeah.
So I'm a little bit like, oh yeah, I remember the name of my imaginary friend when I was a kid. Talk about that, but about your family as well.
Yeah, I'm an only child. You know, my parents just had one kid. I like to think that they got it right the first time. You know,
I like to think that too.
It's not typical too. I'm Mexican American, so it's not typical for, you know, culturally to have just one kid. I was like, I was a Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah, right. Well,
yeah,
you know,
my mom comes from a big family. My grandmother had 21 kids. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, but the same dad. It's like, they didn't have Netflix back then. It was all chill.
Yeah, it makes sense when you put it in that perspective. Well, you know, and I know you come out of a great tradition. I mean, going all the way back to Cheech and even before that, for crying out loud. But you're also good friends with and have done a lot of work with Gabriel Iglesias. And there is nobody who doesn't like Fluffy. Tell me how you two ended up hooking up and what he's meant to kind of, you know, helping you out early on in your career.
Yeah, I've been very blessed to work with a lot of great comedians from the beginning, from the likes of Steve Trevino, Pauly Shore, Burt Kreischer, Russell Peters, Steve Byrne. I mean, and most recently with Gabriel Iglesias, I got to work with him on his first sitcom on Netflix called Mystery Iglesias. I was in a few episodes of the first season, and this second season, which starts middle of next month, I'm in a couple episodes, and it's been great. I mean, he's such a funny, just awesome, great guy. And you know, the show, for those of you guys who aren't familiar with the show, it takes place in Long Beach, California at Wilson High School, a high school that she graduated from in Long Beach. Now, here's the crazy part. I, too, graduated from that same high school.
Wow.
Back in 04, and it's quite a trip to play a teacher back at the high school that I went to. It's been quite an experience.
So how do you go about picking the best material for a special like this that's so monumental for you?
Well, that's a great question. Well, like I think I set out to put out a special that was, you know, an introduction to people who aren't familiar with my comedy. I've only been doing comedy for 13 years. I started when I was 20. I'm 33 now, and I wanted to showcase the material. I talk about my upbringing in Long Beach. I talk about my parents, who are very dear to me. And then, you know, I tell a story at the end of running the marathon, trying to impress my parents. And I wish I would have run a 5K, because they were not impressed, let me tell you.
Yeah, but I mean, it is. Everybody who goes through it, right, has those years. In those 13 years, those first couple are always going to be the hardest, where you're kind of getting bronzed a little bit as a comic and learning how to deal with hecklers and all of that. I mean, has that situation changed at all as the comedy scene is you know, evolved? Or is it still just as tough on the early guys, you know, the guys who are just trying to break in and make it?
Yeah, you know, it's like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with who Ben Hogan is.
Oh yeah.
He has this great quote that he says, "You got to find it in the dirt," and I think that's always been the case in comedy. You got to find the jokes in the dirt. It's a bunch of trial and error. You find out what works, what doesn't, and it's been a nice process. And I think it's been the same for years. I think right now, you know, comedy clubs are not open, but you know, once everything gets back and going, it's going to be a little different. But the grind's the same.
Is there anything you feel like is off limits?
I don't know that there's anything off limits. I mean, for me per se, I just stick with what I know, and it's family. I talk about my upbringing. So, you know, every comedian kind of makes a choice of what it is that they want to talk about. And, you know, you take an information, you digest it, and you put it out to the world in such a way that people can relate or they're interested. And for me, you know, it's basically family. I made a choice early on to work fairly clean. And you know, I knew that was going to open me up to more opportunities. And, you know, this special here, it's you know, I talk about some personal and deep, you know, issues with my family and my upbringing and my formative years, you know, growing up, you know, in Long Beach in the 90s. But it's still family-based. At the end of the day, the through line is family and love.
Good deal, man. And again, Jesus Trejo is with us. The brand new special called Stay at Home Son. It airs tonight for the first time on Showtime, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So 8 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock Central tonight on Showtime. And I want to talk about, see, I love the creative process and the idea of getting a couple of funny people together in a venue where everybody's just relaxed and you guys can riff. There's so much magic in that. And you do a web series called Tacos con Todo, and it's fantastic. Talk a little bit about the genesis of that, how you got that going, and where what you think that kind of magic formula is that comes out of that when you guys are just sitting back having tacos and just having a good time talking.
Absolutely. It's a great web series. The awesome people over at First We Feast, you know, they work over with Complex, but First We Feast, they did Hot Ones, and they did another show called Burger Show, and then they put together this concept for a show called Tacos con Todo, and they were looking for a host to sit down with comedians, have some laughs, talk shop, and, you know, explore the delicious taco scene that exists here in Los Angeles. And, you know, they asked me if I wanted to host that. And I'm like, how can I say no? That's all my favorite things, you know, laughing and eating, you know, sign me up. And we did a first season. We did 6 episodes, and all the episodes are live now on YouTube on the First We Feast channel. And we had a star-studded lineup of special guests, and I'm excited to announce that we have a second season, so please look out for that. We have even more special guests, and we have a lot of great surprises, so I hope people can catch up right now, watch all 6 episodes online, and get ready for season 2.
What have you been doing during quarantine and during stay-at-home orders?
Well, I've been at home, man. I've been at home writing, trying to stay creative. You know, I can't go out for auditions right now. So one of the things that I've been doing is, like, I still submit my auditions. I do what's called a self-tape. I tape it at home. I get, you know, 1,000 tries to get it right and then send it in. But the other day I was doing a self-tape, and I was trying to get this take right. And then I hear somebody clapping, and my neighbor goes, "That's the one. That's the one." I'm going, like, how thin are my walls, man?
That's
but that's
great.
The kind of energy we need right now, and I'll take it.
Well, you know, I've got just one last for you, and I hate making this about anybody other than you, because, again, the brand-new special is airing tonight. Stay at home, son. 8 o'clock our time on Showtime tonight. Make sure you see Jesus Trejo on there. But I've got to ask, because you mentioned going to the same high school as Gabriel Iglesias. I happen to go to the same high school as another guy you mentioned, Bert Kreischer. And there is nobody
oh,
who...
Really?
Yeah. Bert and I both went to Tampa Jesuit. And there is nobody who knows Bert, and I know you've toured with him for a while, who does not have a story about just how insane that guy is. Tell me a Bert Kreischer story about the two of you.
He's amazing. I've toured with him quite a bit. I toured with him on a tour bus for the last tour, the Body Shots World Tour. And no, he's great. I mean, he's just amazing. I can't say enough great things about him. He's so kind. He's so welcoming. And, you know, he brought me in to open for him. And, you know, his wife, Leanne, is amazing. They brought me in with open arms. And, yeah, they're great people, man.
Yeah, he is. He earned that that title of number one party animal in the country for a reason. So, well, listen, I can't wait to see it. It's, again, the brand new special is called Stay at Home, Son. It airs tonight. It premieres tonight on Showtime, 8 p.m. our time. Make sure you catch it. If you can't catch it tonight, just set the DVR or do whatever you have to do and make sure you watch this thing. And don't forget to check out Tacos con Toro, because that's also a tremendous amount of fun. Jesus Trejo. Continued success, my friend. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
It's been a blast.
Thank you so much for having me. It means the world from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much, and sending you guys a big hug.
All right, pal. Thanks a lot.
Take care, and stay healthy.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye.
All right, thanks a bunch. All right, we'll be back after this. It's 11:45 on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.